Talking today with our associate state climatologist Gary McManus. Gary, let's talk a little bit about kind of the changing of the guard from June into July. As we've wrapped up the old month and moved into July, really very mild, unusually mild conditions here for early summer. What's going on?
Well, you know, we have that big upper-level high-pressure system over the western United States. That's where we're getting all those extreme temperatures out there. And that's allowed a trough of low pressure to form over the central part of the United States. In other words, we're getting winds from the northwest here, so a nice cold front to end June, and very pleasant weather to begin July. So very uncharacteristic, non-humid, very non-July-like air here to start the month out.
And I guess it's going to last, three or four days at least, right?
Yeah, it'll be a great break. We did have a lot of extreme temperatures there at the end of June that probably, you know, sapped some of the soil moisture and wilted some plants. So while it doesn't look like there's a lot of rain on the way, this is certainly a great break on the temperatures.
Now, last week, the latest drought monitor showed, you know, some changes, a little bit of rearranging the deck chairs and everything, as far as where we are, where we have drought, where we don't now in the state. Any surprises from what you saw on last Thursday?
No, not really. And you know, when we start to get into this part of the season, it's hard to move it anyway, but towards drought. So we did have some pretty good rainfalls out in the eastern panhandle. Slapout had over 5 inches during June, so they saw some relief. The latest drought outlook for July, it's a new product that the Climate Prediction Center is putting out for the first time. It still shows drought persisting or intensifying across Oklahoma in those areas that have drought now. Nothing really developing in those areas that don't have drought, so it's sort of a, if you have drought, you're probably going to stay in it, and if you don't, maybe you'll get lucky and not have it develop.
We all need a little bit of luck, that's for sure.
You bet.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing for the month of July. What do you really see at this point across the state?
Well, it's just very difficult to say very far out, but right now, of course, we're going to have a bit of cool weather. And then there are really no indications what's going to set up. It looks like maybe there will be a bit of moisture out in the panhandle with the, associated with the Desert Southwest monsoon, which comes every summer. And actually, for the far western panhandle, July is and August are their wet months. So maybe they can get some relief out there. Otherwise, I think we're just going to have to sit back and wait and see what Mother Nature brings. And remember, it is July in Oklahoma. So once we get past this little bit of cool weather, it's a pretty good bet we'll be back in the heat at some point.
Of course, about this time last year is when we started seeing the early beginnings of that, I guess for lack of a better term, almost a flash drought.
Right. And, you know, the rains had gone away in May and it started getting warm. And so with May and June, the impacts from those 2 months having very little rainfall, July is really when it started to impact us. The state turned a very nasty shade of yellow. We haven't really seen that this year across the eastern two-thirds of the state. But again, unfortunately, for the western third of the state and the panhandle, they still continue in that significant drought. So for them, it's not a flash drought. It's just straight drought. And we're trying to avoid that flash drought in the other parts of the state.
Gary, one thing I know that a lot of folks, a lot of the long-term guys look at, big picture type thinking, is you know, where we are in relationship to some of that Pacific water.
Right.
El Nino versus La Nina. We're still kind of in neutral, aren't we?
Yeah, we're still neutral, and it really becomes important as we get into the fall months. We're just now coming out of the period where it's very difficult to determine, what's going to happen in the fall. So we'll know more in the next week or two about some of those predictions. The last thing I saw was leaning towards neutral again for this coming fall and winter, but the odds were increasing for La Nina. And La Nina, of course, would be the one we want to avoid. El Nino would be nice. That would, you know, probably mean a little bit wetter and cooler winter. So we're still a little bit ways out, but we'll know more about that in the coming weeks.
I guess what, as you mentioned, the neutral, that's kind of means what, almost anything can happen in effect?
Yeah, it really means your normal type of a winter pattern. No impacts really showing up from the Pacific. It's when you get that El Nino and La Nina going that you start to see either the good or the bad. La Nina, we end up with warm and dry through the cool season and sometimes into the spring, and we've seen that, of course, over the last few years. And then this last year we had neutral conditions, and of course we had lots of rainfall and relief, at least across the eastern two-thirds of the state. So that can end up being pretty important for the state.
I guess maybe the last question for you, Gary, the one that our folks are always wanting to know: when's the next good rain?
Well, it's in the summer, so the next one showing up is not really in the crystal ball just yet. So I think we can expect a few showers here and there over the next few days as we start to get into the 4th of July period, but nothing organized. So it's probably going to be a while before we get another good rainfall.
All righty, Gary, appreciate your time today. Gary McManus, our Associate State Climatologist, visiting with us about weather patterns, summertime here in the state of Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.